Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Sunday morning on The Fan. Good morning, everybody. This is Bob Salter. Along after our 8 o'clock update this morning is Rick Wolf with the Sports Edge program. Word to the wise to Mr. Wolf, New York City Triathlon. Ed Randall's talking baseballs along at 9 this morning. Michael Fliegelman giving us technical direction at the controls. We move into hour 2 of our Fun Fest here on The Fan. And we should have a doozy of a discussion. We'll be talking about an organization that we featured one time previously on this program. It's a little while back. I'm pleased to have joining us on our program a gentleman who's, in his background, been a teacher, a psychologist, turned entrepreneur and executive. Bernie Tesler is joining us on our program. He is CEO of Oasis Day Camp, and we're going to be talking about Oasis Day Camp and the programs of the organization. Bernie, first of all, good morning. Welcome to our program.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. I also understand you are a big WFAN fan.
I am, for sure.
Good. Well, welcome to our program. In beginning this discussion, there are people who did not hear the chat than I had previously on this topic of Oasis Day Camp. And as shocking as this may be to you, there are probably some people listening to us who may not know what Oasis Day Camp is all about or the types of programs that and services that are offered. Can you give us a little bit of background?
Sure. So Oasis is, we started almost 20 years ago, and we run summer camps, summer programs for children throughout the basically tri-state area, although we do have a program in Massachusetts, a camp there at Smith College. But it's we feel that we're somewhat unique because we've developed an art in terms of how we run our camps. We run them in other people's properties, so to speak. So, for example, we started 50 years ago with 50 children in Central Park and 50 children in Brownsville, New York. And we're, you know, happy and proud to say that we have over 20-some-odd camps running right now. And Central Park has somewhere between 400 and 500 children a day. And we've been in Brownsville running programs as well for from that day on, almost it's actually 17 plus years, and probably served thousands and thousands and thousands of children in that in Brownsville and in the Brooklyn area as well. So we started out and slowly with our philosophy of trying to bring quality programs, quality camp, that families would pay two to three times as much. We now run these programs, and they're, you know, we pride ourselves. We feel like we're giving children what really they find in a sleepaway camp program. The programming, the quality, the premier locations. You know, it's funny. You know, we run our, as I said, we started our program in Central Park. Well, you know, Central Park is quite a unique place to have your children go to summer camp. It's got amazing facilities, and quite honestly, it's you know, in the middle of New York, and yet children and families feel like they're away in camp. And so we have numerous programs, numerous camps that we run. We are in Long Island at in Port Washington, at Tully Park and New Hyde Park. We're at CW Post. And when you go to these camps, you know, you truly believe that you're in a closed, isolated camp environment. And we've made an art of that. We, over the years, have developed operating manuals and real detailed programming that provide not just sports or art or drama, but, you know, we've always focused on our training and really focused on every child and making sure that we deal with self-esteem and character education and provide children who, you know, sometimes, you know, I tell our staff, which this summer is close to 800 undergraduate, graduate students, teachers, social workers, and I tell them that, you know, you really have to look at children when they first come and get to know them immediately, which we do through games, through just sitting down and playing and having fun, but get to know them, because that child that's rambunctious and running around right away, well, they're telling you something, and they're probably more nervous than the child that's quiet and just sitting there. And so we try to bring the best out of each child and let them understand how important they are to the culture, to the process. And we build a family, you know. We do that in so many ways. We give 5 free T-shirts to children. We give a backpack. We want them to feel like they're part of camp and part of a culture. And so we will really look at these children and define and meet daily. Our staff meets in the morning daily and talks about this, you know, and what we can provide that day, not just in programming, but in providing a feeling of feeling good about themselves. And you know, thank goodness, we think we've succeeded in most cases, because children keep coming back year after year after year. We have children that started out with us years ago when we only took 5-year-olds, and now they're, you know, staff members with us. So it's been an exciting adventure for all of us. You know, OASIS has been recognized for promising practices in New York State, meaning for our training. We take pride in it. It's a long process that we put our staff through, but we've been noted, and we were on the New York State education website as a pilot and somebody to look for when you are looking to train youth workers. So over the years, Bob, we've trained thousands and thousands of youth workers, most of them going on to teaching or social work. And so to me, that's my children as well. So it's been quite a phenomenal experience for us.
It's quite a testament to the program that, you know, you've had those individuals who came through the program And went on to become part of your staff. I mean, that's kind of amazing in and of itself.
Yeah, well, it's exciting for me. It's exciting for them, you know. And they say, you know, ever since I was, you know, seven, all I wanted to do is come back one day and work for Oasis. And so, and it really is, you know, we make it an oasis for everyone. And it becomes family, truly family. We're there for each other. And it's not just summer. It's throughout the year. You know, we communicate with our families. We have newsletters. And, you know, what's happened, quite honestly, it's really, you know, we have to wait a little longer now for them to grow up because about 3-4 years ago, we realized the need out there for families. Well, really going back to 2008, when the economy wasn't quite as good as it used to be, and when we hit that, we realized families were dual workers, and so we needed to provide programming for children that were younger. So we started out with 4-year-olds. And then we went to 3-year-olds, and we sat for a year with our early childhood specialists and PhDs in child psychology, and we developed a program called ESSIC, which is Early Start Imagination Camp. And within that, we did something that's called Ready for September, so that we could actually provide a real fun camp experience, you know, spirit stick, running around, rallying, you know, color wars and sings and carnivals, and do that with the 3 to 5-year-olds. But within it, do some, you know, alphabets and counting and as part of camp. You know, how many times did you kick the ball? Let's kick the ball 6 times. Well, how many times did you kick the ball? And so we are able to develop a program for these. And quite honestly, that 3 to 5-year-old is now turned into 20-25% of our population. So we're going to, you know, we're waiting for them to grow into being staff now, but it's amazing. You know, we do go from 3 to 11, and then we have 17 travel programs. So we keep them. They stay with us from, and then that teen travel is 12 to 15 plus, and they travel every day to whitewater rafting. Or, you know, they'll go to baseball games. They'll go to amazing. They just went and saw a Broadway show, but the Gloria Estefan show. They came back a few days ago, and you know we're in the heat of it now. Mm-hmm. And they came back and they were so excited. They were dancing in the aisles at the show, and it was great to see the enthusiasm and the ability for us to bring culture to them. You know, some have gone with their family, some have not. And that's part of who we are as well. We're a very diverse camp, and we've been able to define who we are and that sweet spot of Oasis because we're Oasis for everybody. It doesn't matter the socioeconomics, and it's part of the community. And you know, when we do surveys, you know, why do you come to us? And they come to us because of that. And they come to us because we're close to home. You know, as I said, we're in New Jersey. We're in Westchester. And so we bring this, our camp experience, our culture, to communities. And it doesn't matter who you are in that community. You become part of our Oasis family.
Bernie Tesler, who is CEO of Oasis Day Camp, is talking with us on our program on The Fan this morning.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
We're talking with Bernie Tesler this hour of our program. Bernie is CEO of Oasis Day Camp, and he has joined us on our program talking with us about some of the history of the organization and also some of the services that are offered. A couple of different things that I want to cover here. One of them we should do right at the start of this segment. For people who are listening who perhaps want more information, may want to follow up on some of the things that you were talking about today, how can they reach the facility?
Well, I think the best way is to go to oasischildren.com, and they will, I think, find a meaningful website, meaning it's packed with fun videos and information about who we are, and you know, pictures tell a thousand words. And so I think when you see the activities and see the children involved in them, it says a lot more than I could ever say. And so I think that right now, if you do that, it will give you a great idea of what kind of an organization we are, and it's oasischildren.com.
Yes, there's a lot of great pictures on the website. What was it that inspired you to move into the area of children care services?
Well, you know, I've always been involved with children in some way. I guess for me, the thing in my heart has been young children and older people. Thank goodness I did that at an early age, because now that I am an older person, I like when people are nice to me. But truly, you know, I've been blessed and have had wonderful children and have five grandchildren, and so for me it's always giving back, you know, do the right thing, you know, give of yourself, and you know, there's nothing more exciting than seeing children having fun. You know, the work, you know, it's funny. People say throughout the year to me, "Well, Bernie, well, what do you do during the winter?" You know, I mean, and you kind of have to laugh, especially anybody that is in the camping business, and especially when you have 20 plus of them, you know, you start out. I get a 2-week vacation and after camp, and I mean right after camp, within an hour, I'm on a plane. But the reality is, you know, in September, we're already starting to work towards the following summer, and that's because, you know, things change, and children, you know, you need new things, exciting things to stimulate children, and summer is a very critical time for children. And, you know, both as an educator, psychotherapist, it became clear to me, and, you know, after a lot of research that has been done, John Hopkins, for example, has a summer learning institute, and what it shows is that children need stimulation during the summer. And it doesn't have to necessarily be direct academic stimulation, but if they don't, they will start to fall down in school from an academic point of view. So, you know, in fact, when I mentioned Brownsville, we, you know, years ago when we first started, you know, we would have, because funding was available, which is not always available anymore, but, you know, we would have 400 or 500 children in a summer camp. And a few years ago, they did a independent evaluation. This was actually a grant that we received. And they did an independent evaluation over 2 years and found that children who went to Oasis Day Camp in the same schools against children who did not, those children scored statistically significantly higher in ELA and math. And we never did one day of academics with them. But it became obvious to me that this is, it's all children. It affects all children. I don't care if it's socioeconomic. They need fun, excitement, stimulation. They need to feel good about themselves. They need to go back to school feeling self-esteem. And, you know, summer is an interesting time. Because it allows children who sometimes get labeled, you know, when they're little, when they start kindergarten or first grade or thing. And I'm not just talking about labeled by a school. I'm talking about labeled by children in the area, their friends. And so summer gives them an opportunity in a new environment to be somebody else or be they who they are without a label. So we try to bring that out in children, and it's exciting to watch. And, you know, I've had parents come to me in, you know, Port Washington and Long Island and say, you know, Bernie, I can't tell you the difference that you've made in you know, Steve's life, you know, and Sue's life. The change has been amazing. A summer can do that, and it can. And the other thing is that you have people who are passionate. You know, working in summer camp is not necessarily how you make a fortune. Mm-hmm. but you do it. I call them kids. You know, the college students, the young teachers who come to us, that they do it because they're passionate about what you do, and that comes across. So when people are passionate about what they do, whether they be in camp, whether they be a ball player, you know, you can see the difference. You definitely can see the way other people respond to that. And so we kind of try to bring that out as well. So for me, it's been an amazing experience, and that's and Oasis has done that. It's brought my business experience and expertise in some ways. I've been able to define how to make a summer camp, which is really a mom-and-pop feeling, into a very strict operating system where, you know, both from real IT kind of point of view and from operating manuals, and take that so that we have complete control, yet offer an environment for children that's fun and exciting and safe.
What about the importance of there being accessible day camps?
Yeah, and I think that is a very critical piece, and been part of our philosophy is that, you know, summer camp should be accessible to everybody in the community, and I mean quality programming, not daycare. And that's been a motivating force for us from day one. And you know, I had people in the beginning when we had two or three or four camps say, well, you know, because my intention was always to grow, to provide as much, you know, as to provide services for as many children as we could. But of course, when you do that, you lose, you know, this the ability to potentially lose the quality of the program. And we pride ourselves on the quality and been, you know, known nationally for the quality of our programs. So it became a challenge, and that's why we went out there and really developed systems and programs so that this is accessible to everybody. And I think that's the exciting part. When you come to an Oasis camp, it's camp, boy. You say, oh, my gosh. You know, and we have many families that were spending, you know, almost, you know, $8,000 to $10,000 on day camp, and they'll come to us for far, far less. And they'll say, oh, my gosh, this is amazing. We don't even have this. You know, in some of our camps, we have boating and kayaking and right on the campus because of where we're located. So we're actually able to pick and choose magnificent locations. I mean, you know, Long Island, CW Post College, is just magnificent. And the facilities available there, you couldn't find, I don't care what, private, you know, camp. We are as private and as beautiful and as accessible to children throughout that community. We really do pride ourselves in being able to develop that.
With funding today, how much of a challenge is it to keep things affordable?
So, yeah, it's a really good question. So, it's hard, obviously. It's very hard. And, you know, we have had two kinds of funding sources. So, you know, because of our ability to train, we became fairly well known. And so we have, you know, what we call our parent pay, which is a regular day camp that communities throughout the United States, many on the coast, both the East and West Coast, but, you know, the East Coast is well known for camp, both day camp and sleepaway. And, you know, we have been able to kind of provide that programming for those children.
Mm-hmm. And when we're talking about the work of Oasis Day Camp, what's your staffing like?
So staffing is staffing is, you know, what I get excited about. So as I said, you know, we have almost, depending on the summer, 600, 800, 1,000 staff members that we train. we probably get 9,000 to 10,000 resumes every year, and we actually interview, background check, get letters of recommendation for all those I call them children staff members that we hire. So we'll hire, you know, one out of eight, and because of who they are, the personality, it's are they passionate about what they do? Are they bright with respect to understanding the responsibility they have throughout the summer? And I talk about that with them, and so does our team on our training, in terms of from the minute that you see them to the minute they go home, you can't turn your head for a second. And do you understand that responsibility? Because you're going to go home really tired. You know, we talk about that. Our children go home dirty and tired, and that's when we know we've had a successful day, mm-hmm. when they fall asleep on the bus, or when, mom or dad picks them up and they get to that dining room table and find their head in the mashed potatoes, you know. But it's the same for our staff. True, really. Sometimes me, you know.
Right.
But really, it's the same for our staff. It's they are tired, you know, and they will come to us that first week or two when they get that first paycheck and realize, you know, after taxes, oh my gosh, it's crazy. I didn't really make a lot of money here. No, but how do you feel about yourself? And of course, they come back year after year because it's amazing. And you know, and again, with funding, as we went back to the last question, when you talk about the availability of funding, you know, it's just not there anymore. And it is a challenge. But if you get quality staff, it doesn't matter. You know, you can provide services. And, you know, over the years, as I said, we've had two systems, this parent pay and this and funded, which is, you know, we've won more grants in the New York State and 21st Century Community Learning Grants, which are famous. They're under No Child Left Behind. We've won those, and you know, we're a regular for-profit organization. We've won them because of the quality of our organization, and those have dried up. That funding, you know, is less and less and less every year. So you still want to provide programming and quality staff, and we're able to do that because of the reputation we've built, and because we still get those quality staff members that come to us, and because we've never gotten ahead of ourselves.
That is wonderful. It's wonderful that you're in that kind of a situation. We're talking with Bernie Tesler, who is CEO of Oasis Day Camp, Oasis Children. That's all is one word, .com, the website. We're in discussion with Bernie Tesler on our program. Bernie is CEO of Oasis Day Camp, Oasis Children. That's all is one word, .com, the website. We're talking about the work of the organization and sharing some information. There's a lot of different things that we've talked about. What's a typical day like at Oasis?
Well, there really is no typical day, because every day is new and different. But the typical day starts out, we have typically parents and buses start coming between 8:30 and 9, and we have early stay, so there are some parents that need to get to work earlier so they can drop their children off by 8 o'clock. But at 9 o'clock, we do something that's everybody who's ever attended Oasis anywhere forever knows, and it's called our Oasis Rally. And we do about a half hour of pretty heavy heavy rallying. We have our own cheers, and everybody knows it. And I hear from parents during the winter, oh, my gosh, they don't stop. That's all I hear. and again, it incorporates three-year-olds to, you know, if our teen travel is there, up to 15-year-olds, if they haven't gone out on their trips yet. But, you know, typically they and each group will do, you know, cheer. They do cheers together, and they get a spirit stick, which the camp makes, which are so much fun, and they get to keep that spirit stick all day, and they take pride in that, especially the little ones whose backpacks are bigger than they are, you know, and so when they carry this stick around, and so that's how our day starts. And then they break out into various activities, and they're age-appropriate activities, and there are instructors. All our camps are American Camping Association accredited, ACA accredited, which takes, you know, you have to first be in business for a while, each camp, and then it takes 2 years to gain accreditation, which means you go through filling out all kinds of information, which is much more intense than even the Department of Health in every location asked you for. So our ratios are much smaller, you know, in terms of from the little ones right to the big ones. You know, we're Red Cross swim instruction, so you will break out into activities, and typically, you know, you'll have two activities in the morning. You will have swim. Every camp that we have has great indoor space, in most cases air-conditioned, a swimming pool, both could have an indoor or outdoor pool. We probably serve about 40,000, maybe this year, 50,000 hot lunches. We have our own caterer that brings it to camp. So just imagine feeding a few hundred children in Central Park hot lunch. And that's a choice. Some parents, it's really their choice if they want their children to have hot lunch or not. Or if they want to bring their own lunch, but they will have, and it's not fried stuff, it's baked, it's desserts that are freshly baked every day, vegetables, you know, fruit. So they will go through activities, whether it be drama, it could be art, arts and crafts, it could be sports. We've defined over the last few years, Barb, that, you know, many children, and it's kind of the way we've gone, you know, children used to go to camp for 8 weeks. That was it. You went to the same camp for 8 weeks. Well, now children, you know, are more into the diversity of, if they're interested in tennis or they're interested in basketball, they'd like to go for a week or so to a specialty program, specialty camp. So what we've done is we've developed a whole new camp, which is Gold Coast Sports Academy. And you can find that, by the way. We have our own website for that. It's on the OasisChildren.com website, or you can go to GoldCoastSportsAcademy.com. And what it is that children who, whether they attend Oasis or not, of course, it's a much better deal, so to speak. It's very little more money if you want to spend a specialty week on the weeks we offer it. Last year, we had as a specialty athlete in basketball who came numerous times to different camps, Carl Anthony Towns. Mm-hmm. And so that was pretty exciting. It was pretty exciting for me. I went on a 3-on-3 with him, and he was on my team. So I felt really good about that. It's really nice and easy when you throw the ball. Just throw it up near the basket, and someone's there to get it, you know. And the picture is kind of funny of me and him. But you know, we had Carl. We have Jose Altidore in soccer. Carlos Mendez is kind of part of Oasis. He's part of our soccer program and kind of partners. Carlos, as you might know, is the captain of the Cosmos, mm-hmm. and is very famous. And we are the Cosmos dedicated camp. So we work with them and provide soccer programming. In tennis, we have Paul Anacone, and in fact, Paul was with us last year. Paul was the coach for Sampras and Federer, and Paul himself was ranked, I believe, 12th in singles when he played, and third or fourth in doubles, played in 10 U.S. Opens. And Paul is an amazing guy and loves to work with children. And he'll be back this year and providing specialty programming for us. So we try our best to provide, you know, unique programming and meet the needs of the different growth spurts and different needs of children. We also have we have a tutoring, it's not really tutoring, it's an enrichment program, but children can be pulled out for an hour at a time 3 days a week, like a Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for an hour, and they will actually get special enrichment, which is a great aspect because it meets the needs of many children who just need some stimulation in English or in math or a fun science project, and they can do that at camp as well. Some of our camps, we have horseback riding at post. We have unique, depending on the places we're in, as I said, boating, kayaking, paddle boarding, surfing, depending on where our camps are located. And they're all within the tri-state area, basically. And so we're able to put children through an amazing day. And then the day basically ends, I'm tired already, but the day ends, we have a long day. The children, you know, finish their activities around 4:30, either get picked up by, you know, 4:35, 5:30. We have late stay as we have early stay. So parents, if they need to catch a late train or leave work, they can pick them up around 6. So it's a very long day, and a very long day for our staff, if you think about it, because they're there before the children show up.
Right.
You know, and our camp directors are seasoned teachers who, again, have the same passion that I do, and that's what I look for, and our leadership staff. So it is a very long day, but we incorporate an awful lot in it, and every day is different. You know, there are theme weeks, theme days, Olympics, you know, it could be Disney week for the little ones. It could be dress up. It could be, you know, we have carnivals and relays. And we do something really unique because of the uniqueness of who we are. So we, you know, have 12 camps that are fairly close to each other of our camps. So we will bring them in. We have been doing it at Tully Park, which is one of our locations in Newhart Park, which is a magnificent location with, I think the Red Bulls and the Cosmos have used the field, the soccer fields there at night. When we're gone, but a beautiful location. And we bring, in one day, we call it the Tully Cup, we bring the oldest children from each camp to, we get them on the bus early in the morning, whether they're coming from New Jersey or Central Park or downtown New York or a camp in Queens. They will all get on a bus and Westchester, and they will come for a day of activities, and they all get assigned a color. So they're painted in colors. They do a banner. We have an alma mater. They do a cheer. They play different sports. We have a highline for them to, you know, it's just an amazing day. But we're able to do that because we're part of a bigger family, which they love. When our teen travel kids go out, they'll go on a two-day overnight, and they will all meet up. So there are 6 or 7, and so you'll have different camps from different areas, and so you'll have 250 young, you know, 12 to 15-year-olds who get to meet each other, whether they're from New Jersey or Westchester or New York City or Long Island, and they will get to do these things. So Oasis really can do those things. There are things as inter-camp games, but we have our own inter-camp games between our own Oasis family, which is really fun for them.
Mm. The whole idea of the environment where these camps are taking place,
yep,
and using, you know, infrastructure of different parks, schools, et cetera. I mean, that's such an innovative approach.
There are people who have done it before, people who have tried,
right,
I should say. And, you know, Bob, it's true. And for me, it's one of the greatest achievements that we've had. And, you know, with anything that looks easy and simple, you know it's a lot harder, right? Because you have to develop serious infrastructure, to your point, and you know, it's a reality of, can you really take, you know, some are easier than others. But can you take the largest, you know, can you take a Central Park? Can you take, you know, a park in Port Washington, which is magnificent, but can you turn that into a camp from an where you feel like you're in camp? And you can, and it's, and we've done it, and we've done it through painful, you know, decisions that, or come through, you know, experiences where we sit down, and that's what starts in September each year, no matter what, and say, okay, what works better? How does it work? What else can we do? How to staff? You know, it's all about training and be able to do that. And what works so well is the fact that we can do it, but more important is that we don't have those capital expenditures for the most part. We do give back. We're building our own pool at Mercy College right now in Westchester. You know, we're doing that. We do, but for the most part, our capital expenditures aren't what others are. So we're able to provide this amazing quality camp experience for children at a much more reasonable cost. And they, and we have older staff. We have more staff, more ratios. We're ACA approved. Yet we're able to do this because we're able to find a way. And it's a real science and an art now to define how to do it. You know, we've had people who say, oh, I can do it, and they will go into a park, and they won't last a year. I won't specifically get into detail, but we have one actual, you know, like a Nassau County, not necessarily Nassau County, but who said, well, you know what? You know, we see that you have 300 children. What an amazing program. We've watched you. This is unbelievable. You know what? We're not going to renew your contract next year, and we will have long-term contracts. But it just so happened this one was due. And they said, we'll do it ourselves. And their 300 children turned out to be 27 the following year, mm-hmm. and came right back to me and said, you know what? Now we realize what you do. You know, we're in Brooklyn Bridge Park. You know, we've been there from the beginning when they just, you know, started and finished the beginning renovations. It's magnificent, by the way. I don't know if you've ever been there, but, you know, it's amazing. And it's community, right? So we're part of that. Well, they came to us after 3 years and said, we've watched what you do, Bernie. Oasis is really special. And we'd like to actually be your partner. We'd like to actually own a piece, the Conservancy. Would like to own a piece. And by the way, we're the only partner that the Central Park Conservancy has ever had. It started out with 50 children, and the chairman of the Conservancy said, you know what, this has been the greatest partnership we've ever seen. We have no other partners like this, or no other partners, and it's grown because of our ability to take an environment like that and build a real warm cultural experience. That's summer camp, you know, real summer camp. And if you've ever been to one, or you know, your friends are friends for life when you go to camp, well, that's what we do. So it's been quite rewarding, and when we're still growing, you know, we still have some great, exciting ideas about new and exciting things that we're going to do. And there's something really big coming up that I don't want to really talk about now, but something very, very exciting that we've been working on.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that there are good things in the offing, and hopefully they can lead to some great things ahead for Oasis. Children.com, the website. Bernie Tesler, who is CEO of Oasis Day Camp, talking with us this hour of our program on The Fan. Bernie, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, and thank you, Bob. It's always a pleasure. And, you know, let's go Knicks. All right? Okay.
Thank you.
Take care, Bob.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.